Two patients here. First patient, Jay Lee, is the first name, J-A-Y-L-E-E. Last name, Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A. Date of birth, 11/26/15. Date of service, 9/20/23. This is a 7-year-old female here with right ear pain, coughing, and she's been having these issues for the last 2 days. Also has some irritation to her throat. Period. New paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No change in her voiding habit or bowel movements. She carries on her everyday activities in normal form and fashion. However, she did stay home yesterday because of her illness as well as today. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 100 over 39, pulse 94, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 100%, current weight 51. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, non-medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She doesn't seem to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears. They do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Right is worse than left. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute otitis media and acute pharyngitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin per weight protocol twice a day for 10 days. Period, new paragraph, cough. Brumfed DM, 7.5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough, number 120 ml, period, new paragraph. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed, period, new paragraph. Assess next patient. Next patient is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, last name Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A. Date of birth is 8/15 of 10. Date of service, 9/20 of 23. This is a 13-year-old female patient here with complaints of ear pain and throat pain. Also states she seems to be losing her voice. These symptoms started yesterday. She does have a sibling with similar symptoms as well. She had a fever this morning. She said that she did not measure her temperature, but woke up feeling very warm and very uncomfortable, and had this was at 5 o'clock in the morning, had to wake up her mom for assistance. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 95 over 67, pulse 106, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 96, current weight 96, allergies, none, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, and react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present. Canals clear on the right side, a bit obscured on the left. However, still able to see a red tympanic membrane. I've encouraged her to clean her ears on a regular basis, period, new paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly, period, new paragraph. Heart regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, the abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute otitis media, acute pharyngitis, patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, POBID, 10 days, period, new paragraph. Cough, Brumfed DM, 10 ml, 4 times daily, PRN cough, number 180 ml, period, new paragraph. She's to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if not improved.